The big in big wireless provider stands for a lot of things. Big contracts, big bills, and big fees. What big wireless doesn't want you to know is there's a way to cut your wireless bill down to just 15 bucks a month. Introducing Mint Mobile, the game-changing company that's taken everything wrong with big wireless and made it right. Mint Mobile makes it so easy to cut your bill down to just 15 bucks a month. You can even keep your old number along with all your existing contacts with any Mint Mobile plan. There's no more paying for unlimited data that you'll never use. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. To get your new wireless plan for just 15 bucks a month, plus free shipping on your Mint Mobile SIM card, go to mintmobile.com/podcast. That's mintmobile.com/podcast. Cut your wireless bill to 15 bucks a month and get free shipping on your Mint Mobile SIM card at mintmobile.com/podcast.
The song was inspired by a Calvin Klein model.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
What? 35 years ago today, Van Halen kicked off their 1984 tour. One of the songs on it was I'll Wait. And David Lee Roth says that was inspired by a Calvin Klein model. Hey, here's something interesting on I'll Wait. It was written by, as those songs were in the day, all the guys in Van Halen, but also Michael McDonald. What were they doing with Michael McDonald? Was he hanging out with Van Halen? Can't picture it. Anyway, big song, and David Lee Roth explains what inspired the lyrics.
I'll Wait was written to the Calvin Klein girl. One of these beautiful vixens, Dave Lee Roth in the Valley of the Ultra Vixens, and this time she's wearing Calvin Klein drawers, and she... And I just kind of pinned it in front of the TV set and thought, well, now here's a little more positive than why doesn't he jump?
He never liked Jump. It was the song that broke apart the band, as a matter of fact. Everyone tries to interview Eddie Van Halen. They try to talk to Eddie Van Halen. He don't talk to anybody. He's not talking about the band. He's not talking about the tour. But somebody did get to him. He's featured in the February issue of Golf Magazine. He says he's not a good golfer. And putting is the worst part of his game. He and Alex used to play pitch and putt, but it wasn't about golf, he says. It was about that ice chest full of beer. It was just fun to go out there and whack the ball and drink beers. But he gave it up. He golfs with comedian and actor George Lopez. Can't picture that pair. He says he likes to play bumper cars with golf carts. And actor Joe Pesci convinced the club to allow him to be a member 30 years ago. Had long hair. Club didn't want him. But Joe Pesci talked him into it. And Joe Pesci shows up at the former GHO, the Travelers, every year here. He doesn't talk to anybody either. And then all of a sudden the interview got cut short because Eddie said there was a coyote in his backyard. I don't believe him.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey.
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky.
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy.
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty. Dude.